From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The iPhone is going corporate. At least that's what Apple is expected to announce tomorrow. The company is trying to convince other companies to replace their BlackBerries with iPhones. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here now. And Nancy, is this something the business world is just clamoring for, the iPhone?
Not really, Madeline. In fact, IT departments are generally pretty suspicious of iPhones. So Apple has to convince them that companies wouldn't just be paying for their employees to be able to listen to music on their work cell phones. And Apple has actually quite a bit of incentive to sell to businesses. Its stock is down 35% so far just this year, and that's because sales of iPods have fallen off.
So Apple would also have to convince IT departments, the corporate buyers, that its technology is better than BlackBerry's technology. How would it do that?
Well, it's going to tell companies that it can meet their future needs better than BlackBerry. Apple says the iPhone would be able to handle a lot more than just phone calls and emails. I spoke today with William Markey of a company called RCBG, a telecom consulting firm, and he says Apple could pitch the iPhone as a way for corporate types to be even more mobile.
The iPhone would be a terrific platform, say, for video conferencing, for collaboration, for projecting a PowerPoint, if you will. These are the type of things that smartphone makers are trending towards.
So, Nancy, that would require software that could work on the iPhone, and has that been developed?
Not quite. Apple is actually known for its secrecy, and that's a problem. It's reluctant to share much of anything with software developers, but it will have to give up some of its secrets if developers are going to design software for the phone. Another analyst I talked to today, Chris Silver of Forrester Research, though, says there does appear to be a chink in the Apple armor.
But I think it's encouraging to see that they're offering this software development kit, that they're offering press and analysts and the community that so often is left without information by Apple, that they're openly talking about what they're planning to do here.
Nancy, what is Research in Motion, the company that owns BlackBerry? What are they doing to fight back?
Well, Madeline, they're hardly helpless. In fact, they're stepping onto Apple's turf a little bit. They've been appealing to consumers with BlackBerry phones that are more fun. They come in bright colors. They're rounder, so they don't snag on your clothes. And there's also a price advantage for a BlackBerry. Remember, you pay a premium for an iPhone. It's generally $150 to $200 more than a BlackBerry. So BlackBerry's hardly helpless here. It's definitely going to be fighting back.
Thank you, Nancy. That's Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.